welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis.
I'm still Ron.
I'm Jean Marie.
And I'm Lita. This isn't the script that I wrote for the... Okay. Collectively, we're the hosts for Podcast DX. Today, we're going to be talking about some recent developments regarding healing light.
That's not what I wanted the episode to be about.
But Jean Marie, can you give our listeners a brief rundown of what healing light is?
No, because I wanted to write about how, like, light in our circadian rhythms, how it affects that, and
well,
how they utilize...
Well, you'll have to write a script for that.
Light in submarines.
In the meantime...
Please do, because I have no idea what healing light is.
Yeah, healing light does not sound like something we should be talking about, but it's a term used to describe low-power lasers or LED light that may help your body heal, but is there any research to prove it?
Yes. Go
Hopefully
right ahead.
Hopefully there is, and maybe we'll find out.
Okay.
But you just brought up a question. Why do some people need healing light while others don't?
That's a great question,
Ron.
I try to ask
those hard questions.
Several studies, yes, studies, demonstrate the benefits of low-power light therapy on wound healing. However, the use of LED as a therapeutic resource remains controversial. And Jean is on the fence on that one.
Yeah.
There are questions regarding the equality or not of biological effects promoted by LED and laser.
I would say whether the validity as to whether or not LED or laser have an effect.
All right, well, I guess you're
going to
keep
68
reading.
Okay, but 68 studies, and I would like to see these studies. I hope they're at the end so I can look them all up. Were done on animals and in vitro. And LED and laser are supposedly able to promote similar biological effects, such as a decrease in inflammatory cells, a increase in fibroblast proliferation, stimulation of angiogenesis, granulation, tissue formation, and increased synthesis of collagen. And I will say the majority of light-based products out there all say that their research is based on a NASA experiment that had nothing to do with animal cells. It had to do with plants. So that's what causes me quite a bit of frustration.
And you know what I'm going to say, Jean-Marie?
No. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say that that's actually very fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And it is worth noting that this is an area of ongoing research. So nothing's set in stone right now. So, we can expect to learn more about the risk factors and possible treatments in the upcoming future.
Okay.
Absolutely. So don't panic yet.
Okay.
Now let's shift gears a bit and discuss the various types of light used in healing.
Of course, Lita. I figured it was going to lead us down that route. So there's red light or blue light therapy, which uses light-emitting diodes, LEDs, and they treat medical and cosmetic conditions.
Based on NASA research on plants. Sorry.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
So, a red light therapy device sends low intensity red and near infrared light deep into the body's cells to promote healing. Red light therapy is non-invasive, painless, and does not use heat.
Okay. Red light therapy uses low power red light to activate a cell. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. You're saying that there's a study that proves that it stimulates mitochondria in the cells?
Yes.
In animal cells? Really?
Yes.
Okay. And most of the energy made by the mitochondria is housed in a molecule called adenosine triphosphate, or ATP, if we all remember the ATP cycle from,
high school biology.
Yeah, high school biology, which helps your body store and use energy. Aging, illness, or lifestyle factors can make the mitochondria produce less ATP. Red light therapy supposedly triggers a reaction that helps reverse the decline, and people who support red light therapy claim that the treatment will help repair tissue as well as relieve pain and inflammation.
LED light therapy uses various wavelengths that correspond to different variable visible colors, not variable.
And colors are pretty. It could make you feel happy.
Each color penetrates skin at different
depths.
Blue light affects the uppermost layer of your skin. Yellow light penetrates a little deeper. Red light travels further down into your skin. And near infrared light penetrates the deepest. Different LED colors do different things. For example, experts believe red light therapy may reduce inflammation and stimulate the production of collagen, a protein responsible for younger-looking skin that diminishes with age.
It can also help prevent your chickens from henpecking one another.
Blue LED light therapy may destroy acne-causing bacteria.
It also looks cool.
All right. During treatment, skin specialists may use a combination of lights to treat your specific issue. At-home devices may also combine colors. Red light therapy uses light in the red or near-infrared region because this wavelength range is best at getting through tissue.
It also helps plants grow.
It is also more easily absorbed by the parts of the cells that capture light energy.
And as a side note, Jean is our resident scientist.
I'm the resident...
Naysayer,
yes.
Okay, so now that we have a bit of background information, it's time to talk about our initiative to better serve our listening audience. We want to let you know that we are an affiliate of a major medical supplier located here in the United States. You will find affiliate links on our website, Podcast DX. They aim to tailor specific medical supplies and equipment based on your diagnosis to make it less stressful than looking through an entire catalog for what you might need. We are open to your suggestions and will adjust our offerings based on what you, our listeners, find helpful. But now let's return to our show.
And I have to wonder, are there red and blue light products on this? I guess we'll have to find out. Okay, so actual research evidence supporting red light therapy is limited to small sample sizes, animal subjects or in vitro studies using test tube or petri dish, and, you know, so in lab instead of on actual humans. And inconsistent standards are pretty prevalent. However, more studies are being done every day to explore the possible benefits of light therapy.
And red light therapy goes by several different names, including the following: photobiomodulation, also called BPM, or photobiomodulation therapy. There's also low-level laser light therapy, LLLT.
Oh, I like that one. LLLT. Mm-hmm. LT is my initials, and I always use LLL. I like mm-hmm. that one.
Yep. Okay,
there's also low-power laser therapy, LPLT, cold laser therapy, biostimulation, photonic, and stimulation, and lastly, soft laser therapy.
Now, there are some side effects that you should be aware of as a consequence of light therapy. Patients can complain of irritability, headaches, eye strain, sleep disturbances, and insomnia. Mild visual side effects are not unusual, but remit properly. So they
according to the limited research.
Yes. Therefore, determining the appropriate dose and timing of light is essential in order to diminish the occurrence of such side effects. LED light therapy is not appropriate for everyone, including people who take certain medications that increase their sensitivity to sunlight, such as lithium and isotretinoin. Yeah. So there are medications might interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a history of certain conditions, including skin cancer and inherited eye diseases. As always, we'll continue to keep our listeners updated on the latest developments in this area, but I guess we better end this episode before Jean goes off the rails.
Yay!
So if our listeners have any questions or comments about today's show, and I'm sure there will be,
yep.
they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com.
And if you have a moment to spare, please don't give us a review based on this episode.
Not on this one.
And as always, please remember that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or their qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast. And do the research. Or
till
ask.
Till next week.